Student's Book, Unit 12, Lesson 1, Exercise 3. Now listen to a talk about SMART goals. Are these sentences true or false? Correct the false sentences.
Now, let's look at these SMART goals one at a time and check what each one actually means. If you are serious about achieving your goals, you need to make sure they are sensible and definitely something you can do, even if they are a little bit difficult. But your goals mustn't be too general, or you'll never reach them. So if your goal is to get fit by next month, it's too vague. Your goal needs to be much more specific, such as, I want to be able to run 10 kilometers without stopping in 6 months' time. Next, you need to make sure that your goal is measurable. To make sure you keep working towards your final goal, you need to have smaller, short-term goals along the way. Instead of saying, I want to run 10 kilometers, start with 1 kilometer. Then, when you can do that, aim for 3 kilometers, and so on, until you reach 10. By having smaller targets, you will find that it is easier to achieve your final goal. So the A in SMART means achievable, and your goal should never be too easy, but it should always be possible. Now, let's look at the last two letters, R and T. The R stands for relevant. This is about making goals that are important to you, not your family or friends. If you don't really care about the goal, then you're unlikely to succeed. And finally, T is for time-bound. In other words, there is a final time when your goal has to be reached. There's no point saying, I'm going to run 10 kilometers one day, because you won't. You need to plan it and write down a time when you want to finally be able to achieve this. So, if you want to achieve your goals, you need to ask yourself a series of SMART questions.